Do you have a comment or question for Dottotech? Visit our website at dottotech.com and click on Contact Us. Dottotech is brought to you by London Drugs. Nobody does it better, except maybe you. Now, back to Steve.
Joining me in studio now, Cedric Tetzel from London Drugs. Cedric, how are you doing?
I am doing well, thank you.
Cedric, today I want to talk to you about picking routers because I had an issue in my home that I don't know if I've solved it properly, but I've got an Apple Airport router and it should cover. I live in a fairly small house, wood framed, but there were some black holes in my house that I simply could not get a good signal to, and it would cut in and out and drop. And so I finally added a repeater station partway through. But I don't know whether I did the right thing or whether or not I could have alleviated that problem with a different router, because I always thought the Apple routers are pretty well rated. But I was thinking, you know, if I was buying a new router today, I think I'd want to do a little more research.
You're right. Your problem, or the problem you described, probably affects 9 out of 10 households.
Really? There's dead spots in all of them?
We get that many requests for more information. A lot of things can interfere with signals.
Mm-hmm.
It could be water pipes.
Okay.
In the one end of the house, radio signals don't like going through water.
I didn't
so
know that.
So if you have water pipes, you have radiant heaters, it could be a problem.
Oh.
You can, depending on the bandwidth that the router is working on, it can also be interfered with by household appliances running off the same frequency. See, we don't have to worry about the older routers, the Type Gs and the Type Bs and all that stuff. We can put that aside. Everything you buy today are so-called Type N or 802.11n series routers.
Mm-hmm.
But that doesn't actually tell you too much.
Because they have different speeds, too.
They have different speeds. To start off with, they're two speeds, 2.4 gigahertz and 5.0 gigahertz.
Now, just off the top of my head, I'd have to say 2.4 gigahertz is bad because everybody's cordless phones is on 2.4, isn't it?
However, that's not the whole story.
Oh, darn it.
Of course. The 2.4 gigahertz, you're right, you will get more interference. It gets worse because in order for it to get the maximum speed out of a 2.4 gigahertz router,
mm-hmm.
it needs to have two channels streaming together. 2.4 gigahertz only gives you an option to choose between three different channels. So if it's getting interference in any one of those, you're now working on just one stream. In other words, half your maximum speed.
Okay.
But the good thing about 2.4 gigahertz, it has wide coverage. So if you have a larger house and you want to have signals reaching from one corner to the next, you have better chance of that signal reaching you in the farther reaches than you do with 5.0 gigahertz. Now,
okay.
To confuse things.
Yes, because it's not confusing enough.
It is. You will have better coverage in a wider area with 2.4, but you are prone to more interference and problems.
Okay.
So that's the one part. The other part is the 5.0. 5.0, higher bandwidth, it gives you or gives the system an option of 12 different channels to choose from to pair up. And there are less household equipment running off that frequency, and therefore you have a greater probability of getting a clean channel mm-hmm. to work with, and you have a greater chance of running at a higher speed than a 2.4.
But the signal is shorter?
But there's always that but.
Okay.
And that's the reason is the signal is shorter. It doesn't cover as much. So I have personal experience. I have a what is known as a dual band router at home.
Okay.
So it runs both 2.4 and 5.0 gigahertz. And that I find that my notebook, when I'm downstairs near the router, is happily humming along at 5.0 gigahertz on that line. But when I go upstairs off to the far corners where my study is, it loses the signal, which is rather aggravating. So if everything remains equal, our recommendation is to use 2.4 gigahertz if you have something you move around a lot.
Okay.
So if you have a notebook or an iPad that you move around in the house, use 2.4 because the coverage is better. But if you have something that is very demanding of bandwidth, such as video streaming, mm-hmm. gaming, that sort of thing, I would stick with a 5.0 gigahertz, but do exactly what you did, is to put a repeater into those areas that have dead spots.
Okay, so let's back it up. If you're in a small apartment, if you're Art and you're living in a fairly small area, a 5.0 gigahertz router is probably going to be fine.
Absolutely.
In a small area. That's going to be what you're going to want to choose. And is there a price difference between the 2.4, the 5, and the dual band routers? Is there a big price difference?
Generally, you would actually get the budget price ones, mm-hmm. at 2.4 gigahertz, single band only.
Okay.
So those range in the $40 to $60 range.
Wow, they've gotten really inexpensive.
So that's what you're getting, single band, single speed. As you go higher, you can also look at the dual bands, mm-hmm. which gives you 2.4 and 5. And some of those within that range, which ranges from, say, $70, $80 to $200, those can also do now multiple streams within that bandwidth.
So you can have it's broadcasting both 2.4 and 5 gigahertz at the same time?
And twinning the speeds in some of those too,
okay.
at a higher range.
Okay, so that is going to work really nicely if in a lot of cases. That's going to give you the best coverage options. Now, how can you tell when you're setting up your notebook, how can you tell whether you're connecting at 2.4 or 5 gigahertz?
Generally, what you do is when you set up the router, mm-hmm. we recommend you set an ID, mm-hmm. an SSID to the
the
router.
Which is a name, yeah.
Which is a name. So the name of the network, and my recommendation is you name it differently.
Okay, so as you're setting it up, you can name the two different
when you set it up either through the software that's provided or through the manual way, which is my preferred way for various reasons, is you can name it. So you can have the Vancouver LAN as your 2.4, and you can have the Victoria band as the 5.0,
okay.
just to remind yourself. And
then you just, when you look at your Wi-Fi list in your computer, you'll see the signal strength.
Yeah. And in some cases, when you put in an extender, it'll extend either to 2.4 or to 5, and in some cases, both. And what usually those extenders do is they tag on an extension to the name automatically.
Yeah.
So instead of having the Vancouver, it will say Vancouver 2.4 extended. So you know that when you're upstairs and you're losing signals or out in the backyard losing signal, that's the one you can get to.
Yes, you can try and find. Now, I've got an Apple AirPort. I think it's just a single band, but I think it's 5 gigahertz is the Apple AirPort Extreme that I'm running.
Yeah.
But I didn't find the whole process of plugging in and installing and configuring the AirPort Express, which is I'm using as the repeater. I didn't find that tremendously intuitive. It wasn't all that difficult, but it also didn't strike me as this is a no-brainer. And unfortunately, these are the sorts of things we only do once. And then if we have a problem, it's a year later, we got to kind of go back and do again. There's some good online resources that help people walk through this?
Actually, setting up a router is incredibly simple.
We say that, but it doesn't work properly, it doesn't seem so simple.
So regardless of the brand of the router, they all have an address that are very common,
mm-hmm.
which is why I mentioned earlier I prefer to set up my routers manually.
Yeah.
Right? So most routers, when you buy it off the shelf today, if you flip it open, on the bottom would be where the serial number goes.
Yeah.
These days, a lot of routers would mark down the defaulted
IP address. Yeah.
The username for the administrator and the defaulted password, all on the bottom. So you flip it over. So what you do is when you buy a router, you manually hook up by cable the router to the computer. Open up your browser, Internet Explorer, Safari, whatever you're using, and go to 192.168, and usually the last two series of numbers are the ones printed on the bottom of the box. It would be something along the lines of .0, .1,
yeah.
or .1.1.
Yeah.
You log on to the software that's already built into the router.
Yeah, as soon as you type that into your web address, it'll pop up the browser.
And then
the router. Yeah.
And then it'll put in your user password, and you simply go to the tab, depending on the application that or the router that you're using, go to the tab to put in the name, put in the security and a password, and you're done.
Yeah.
So rather than go through a lot of the twists and turns of using some software, you can do it manually, and you don't have to worry about which brand of router you're using. One other reason you do this is, and it's this is where it's very difficult to find because it's not easily discoverable. Because what happens today, if you, and I have a personal experience, I subscribed to a particular internet service provider who told me that I can get this bajillion bandwidth increase for less money. I thought, gee, that's a great deal. I will buy into that. But in order to get that, they sent me a new modem, which is fine, that had a built-in router.
Yeah.
So
judging, I haven't had good experience with those in my life.
I'm glad you said it. So I won't name this provider because they've had actually given me wonderful service. But the router portion of that was not very good, as you said. My Apple TV started to be rebooted, having to be rebooted every time I use it. I lost signals in the middle of a movie. It drove me nuts. So I cascaded it. Mm-hmm. Cascaded my original router. And what I did is, all I did is go through into 192.168.1.1 like I did before and change the IP address of that router to something completely weird. So I kept the 192.168, but the last two digits I changed to something I could remember. So 9999 if you're a Gretzky fan. And I disabled DHCP. I then plugged the router into the back of the modem's combo unit. And now I have two routers, the one that came with the modem and the one that actually I know can reach the entire house, unlike the one that came with the ISP. And in less than 5 minutes, I found that my Apple TV was happy with me, my Boxy was happy, everything was happy.
All of this detail, actually, London Drugs has a blog, and you've got this whole story that we've just gone through. If people are looking for details, kind of like an FAQ on picking your routers and troubleshooting, it's at the ldnerdblog.blogspot.ca. I will, of course, have a link to this on my website. And probably the best thing that people can do if they've got questions is what? Drop by London Drugs. Because that's your guys are all trained in this stuff, like, really well, aren't they?
They are, certainly.
If they're not, we want to hear about it. Cedric Tetzel is the technology buyer for London Drugs. I thank him very much for your time. I'm Steve Dotto, and you're tuned in to Dotto Tech. That is all the time we have for this week's show. Reminder, drop by our website at dottotech.com. We do have a giveaway this week. We're giving away a solid-state drive, an SSD, from Kingston, 120 gigabytes that will change your life. You haven't bought a Mac yet, have you, Art? You've gone out, you've done all the other Apple stuff, but you haven't bought a Mac.
Apple TV, iPhone, Mac Air, MacBook Pro, I think will be my next purchase.
Oh, so yeah, but you haven't got the Mac
yet. Not yet.
Yeah, soon. Actually, there's rumors that Apple is going to be announcing new MacBooks coming up in the next week or so. So it'll be interesting to see what's happening with them. There's a lot of talk there might be a Retina display in the works in one of the MacBooks. If there is, that's going to be a really impressive display on the screen on the notebook. Reminder, just drop by our website for that. So, Art, are you going to blog? Do you have a blog?
I have a blog. Artfactora.wordpress.com. Or actually, artfactora.com.
Do you blog regularly?
Not as regularly as I used to. I kind of fell off the wagon with things like Twitter.
Because, are you thinking you want to take in the Northern Lights Conference?
I probably would be interested, absolutely. Yeah. I think the motivation, because my blog was always about comedy, food, and just sort of random things in my life.
Yeah. And did you have anybody read it?
It was weird. Yeah. The best part, I think, about my blog was the fact that I could look at how people got there.
Yeah.
So the searches. So I'll make sure that I tag properly about Vancouver or comics in town or Bacon Explosion was a big one that I'll tell you about that after the show. Okay. Or just Google it. It's amazing. I did a blog about that, but to see how many people actually found my blog because of they Googled my name was kind of odd.
Okay.
Yeah.
Paul, you've got a blog?
Sort of. My website is a blog. I probably should do something with it because it's one great big long page.
We don't want to send people to it.
No, it'll take forever to load.
You got to create some structure before we
absolutely
visit it. Now you're going to be back next week. Next week, a couple of weeks ago, we talked about apps for the first time. We did a live show on apps, and it really resonated nicely with the audience. So we're gonna make it a monthly live feature next week. And you ready for this?
Mm-hmm.
We're gonna call it App Wednesday.
I love it.
Wow, that won out of all the votes. Out of all the names that we came up with,
we only
had
one name.
Art,
we only had one name. It was the name I came up with. But you should appreciate it having gone, as did I, to Catholic school. App Wednesday is a play on words for Ash Wednesday. Do I have to point this out?
You don't have to point it out. I just want to make sure that everyone's on our side with that.
And I think that App Wednesday is going to become as looked forward to as Ash Wednesday.
Or perhaps maybe even the next Palm Sunday. It could be the next Palm Sunday.
Okay. We'll just leave it at that.
Okay.
I think we have run out of time. We have run out of material. But next week it will be all apps. So if you have a favorite app, drop us a note, and we'll make sure that it gets on our App Wednesday show next week. Paul DeMera, Art Factora, I'm Steve Dotto. Thanks for tuning in. We'll see you next time right here on Dotto Tech.
Dotto Tech is brought to you in part by London Drugs. Nobody does it better, except maybe you.